Saratoga Grad Store Solutions. This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. It's Nadine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Better now. I was not feeling good yesterday. I was like, I told my manager, listen, I got to go. I don't feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know. It's like, it's going around with everybody, and it's like in my head. I mean, I'm working from home today because if I'm really sick, I don't want to get anyone else sick. But I'm just
man.
I've been drinking tea all day. And I thought maybe because I gave up coffee for a little bit, but no, it's like, yeah, this isn't the business. I told him, man, my stomach's upset. Like, I got to go.
Yeah.
So that's why I missed your call. I'm sorry.
We got the same thing going around, and then my helper here is not feeling too well himself, and so I'll get it.
Oh, no. Well, hopefully you don't get it. I know. It's like, man.
I will.
I said, this is not the way I want to start the new year, you know? And I can't afford to be sick because my husband can't get sick because he's immune compromised. So I have to be really careful around him because he does dialysis, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm
like, stay away.
If someone else is sick near me, I catch it. I have a terrible.
Right.
But I used to live like a hermit. I just kept myself and stayed in my house all day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I hear you. So, I wanted to make sure that I called you because they had sent me a message. Are you here? And I'm like, I'm gone. When I came in the morning, I'm like.
We set something up for, it's supposed to be 3 o'clock my time, but this will work. I'm driving.
Oh, 3 o'clock your time. They told me 12. Oh, my gosh. They probably meant 12 my time. I can call you back at 3
time.
If that works.
No, we're good. I just asked the supply house. I was trying to pick stuff up. They said it was here. That wasn't here. So I got a long drive back with nothing in the truck other than a.
Oh, my gosh.
Big Jeff and Cowboys. So we got drinks.
I was going to say, right? So have you been able to get another address or what have you talked with anyone?
I mean, if we can't come up with one of those three addresses and make them work, I mean, I don't know what we're going to do. I can't really use a different address than that, one of those three. But my fear is that if something were to happen and my insurance company, if that's the insurance were to investigate, I need something there that I'm attached to on that property with the company, you know, in some form or fashion.
Right.
Because if something were to happen, they got to, like, stop by where the, you know.
Right.
Insurance is supposed to be out of, you know, and if it's, like, my brother's house, you know, I can get trouble for that. And then I did talk to my contact over at Upstate Doors, who's one of the ones that's going to go look. Took them about a week to get back to me, but they did. And so Sherry up there said that they set it up using their address that they have there at their shop. And that they have zero issues with that. And they're out of Waddington, which is what blows my mind that it wouldn't work here. That it wouldn't work here because Waddington has a population of 1,300 people. You want to talk about rural, like New York?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the middle of nowhere, rural New York. So, we're not quite sure how they did it, but they didn't have any issues. They were like, nope, we just used our shop address. Everything went well. And I'm like, okay.
Interesting. Yeah, because even when they've gone in to create the profile, it keeps saying that address is not, that it's not located. I'm going to get with the team, and I'm going to go over that with them again and see if they could take a look one more time. But again, I don't want to risk your insurance either. You know what I mean? If we're changing the address, I don't want to do that to you either. I mean, if worst case scenario, I know they said that we could then use that money and just apply it to your credit.
What? Oh, yeah. My other question was, would Google accept, like, any documentation that I could provide to them?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask them, that if there's anything we can do.
You know, because that's what I was thinking. Like, I could come up with, like, three or four different things with the company name and address on them out of the house that we're actually registered out of with New York State. So, like, I can show them that my taxes, you know, all that's registered out of that address in New York State, that, you know, my insurance is on this address. My, you know, my bills come to this address. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that stuff. So I was wondering if there's anything we could do to provide them some other form of documentation. Someone could go in there, you know, make this happen over on
right.
their end.
Right. So that's what I'll do.
Huh?
I'm gonna meet with the team, and I'm gonna ask them, because I think just so I get more clarification on that, and then I'll get back with you. But if anything, I'll call you like around 3 your time. I know you're busy too. And then
they didn't have what we were supposed to go pick up today down where we're down at the supply house, and they said what we had in was in, so we took a trip down here to Albany. Well, we're wrong. They didn't have anything. So we're actually going to cruise up and literally going to go sit at my buddy's shop and drink beers.
Okay. All right. So you're available. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good, Ken. Thank you. And I'll get back with you. Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.